AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And we welcome you back here to Mackinac Henderson Fieldhouse. It is about time for the boys to get underway here tonight between the Falls City Tigers and the Conestoga Cougars. Falls City comes into the ballgame, 6 wins, 7 losses, looking to get to 500 on the season. Conestoga, they come in tonight, 6-6 on the year, trying to get above 500 on the season. Conestoga's 6 wins. They have come against teams with a combined record of 15 wins and 62 losses. Their 6 losses have come against teams that are 44 and 27. So when they play pretty good teams, they've not fared so well this year. Falls City, Tigers started off the year 0-5. They've now won 6 out of their last 8 games. So we'll see how things fare here tonight for Tigers. It is parents' night for the boys here tonight. We had the parents for all the players and the players introduced here for the boys between the games. So that took a little longer than normal, but that's where we're at on parents' night here at Mackinac Henderson Fieldhouse. The two teams are out warming up. We'll take a two-minute timeout. We'll be back and look at the starters on KTNC.
SNC, Southeast Nebraska Communications, offers high-speed internet, voice, and Skitter TV. Having trouble? The SNC techs are on call 24/7, 365, providing service close to home, making our community a better place to work and live. SNC looks forward to serving your communication needs as your hometown people with hometown service. Southeast Nebraska Communications, online at simco.net.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson, can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back. The sun won't always be shining, and some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is like a good, solid roof that you can trust to protect your biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance.
Visit amtram.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact B. Harskin Agency at 402-269-3392 or 402-274-5368.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And again, welcome back here to Mackinac Henderson Fieldhouse. We're set to get this underway in just a couple of minutes here tonight on KTNC. The starters for tonight in the boys' game for Conestoga, Coach Jason Aarons. It will be a 6'2 freshman, Owen Kroepel. 6'1 senior, Jack Welch. 6'1 junior, Noah Simonese. 6'1 sophomore, Andy Lamore. And 6'4 junior, Zachariah Smith. Yes, it's going to be a fun night for John. Owen Kroepel, Jack Welch, Noah Simonese, Andy Lamore, and Zachariah Smith. So that's your starter tonight for Conestoga. For Falls City, Tiger coach Patrick Miller, in his first year as the head coach of the Tigers, it's going to be 5'10" senior Bryson Buttrick, a 5'11" junior Caden Dunkus, 6'3" senior Jackson Strauss, 5'11" senior Elijah Hernandez, and 6'2" senior John Craig. Bryson Buttrick, Caden Dunkus, Jackson Strauss, Elijah Hernandez, and John Craig, your starting five tonight for the Falls City Tigers. And the Tigers have now won 6 out of their last 8 after starting 0-5 on the season. And right now we'll take a two-minute timeout. Be back with the tip-off of the boys' game on KTNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice, education, business administration.
And pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru? How about you?
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City. Your electrical problem solver.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
All right, we have had the play of the national anthem. Now we're waiting on the introduction of the players to the crowd on hand here tonight. Another score tonight. It was Humboldt Table Rock Senior tonight. They got a win over Johnson County Central, 39-38 was the final on that one. That game played up at Johnson County Central at Tecumseh tonight. That's on Sunday 101.3. Boys going to be coming up in a little bit. East Shrest, their only lead was a final 17 seconds of the ball game, and they won at 39-38. They don't have to trail all the way tonight in that contest. And here in our girls' game, it was 36-35. Falls City won it by a point. Conestoga made a long bank three shot, a three-point basket, as time expired on the clock, and made it a one-point ball game. Cougars of Conestoga taking on the Falls City Tigers tonight. Introducing the Tiger players to the crowd on hand here tonight. We said parents tonight for the Tiger boys tonight. Coming up tomorrow night over on Sunny 101.3, Falls City Sacred Heart will be on the road. They'll be taking on the Pawnee City Indians. Boys game should be an interesting game. Pawnee City won the B Division of the Medeckis Tournament last weekend up at Beatrice. And we'll see how that one turns out tomorrow night in that girls and boys action at Pawnee City. All right. All the pregame festivities are complete now, and we are ready to go. Once we get everybody seated in the gym, there we go. All right, stepping into the middle, it'll be Jackson Strauss for the Tigers against Zachariah Smith for Conestoga. And the Tigers get the tip, and the ball starts the ball game. Off the right side to Strauss. Strauss coming across the lane. Gets over to Buttrick. Inside to John Craig. John doubled there. Now back out. The ball comes to Jackson Strauss. He'll skip it across to Elijah Hernandez. Hernandez moving up. Now to Strauss. Strauss to the paint. Kicks it out. Right side. Three ball on the way up. Too strong there for Dunkus. Rebound to John Craig. Spins, puts his head down, and up he goes for 2 points. Now, if you're not familiar with the Tigers, John Craig is 6'2", And I think from football, 290. He's a big young man. He's got good feet, and he is hard to stop. He gets the ball inside. He moves the ball, and he does move around very well in there. Now, Conestoga to the front court, off the right side, three ball, up, in, and out, no good by Tropel. Rebound brought down out of there by the Tiger, and we come up the floor now. With it to the paint will be Strauss. He tried to go to Hernandez on the left side, and he misfired. It's out of bounds. So Conestoga ball. Bringing it up the floor will be Jack Welch. Welch comes up, works to the right side against the Tigers' zone defense. Out on the left side now to Lamore. Lamore will hand the ball back to Simonese. And now we work it around again, around the perimeter. Tigers, good job on the defense. Into the paint, elevating shot up, no good. Put up there that time by Welch. And the Tigers come down to the rebound. That was Dunkus. And now to Hernandez in the front court. He'll give it up to Buttrick. Buttrick comes over left side to Dunkus. Dunkus to Craig, and now back right side with it. Hernandez holding against the man-to-man defense. To the middle, Strauss with it. Strauss looking down the lane, right hand, left side, up, no good. Rebound grabbed up there by Zachariah Smith. Well, Smith has the ball. Now we move the other way, and it's out to the top. Set shot for three, up and good by Tropel. Tropel puts the Cougars ahead, 3-2. Now Buttrick in the backcourt to the front court, hands the ball off to Strauss. Strauss to Dunkus, out to Craig. A lot of contact, no whistle. Conestoga with the steal, off the glass, up, no good for Smith. Rebound and leaning in on Craig, up, no good. And we got a basket that won't count. Who's that foul on? John Craig got the better of it, and John's going to get called for the foul, although he had inside position, but he jumped back in to the offensive player, I guess. Now, here's the ball tipped by Buttrick, and Conestoga able to control it. Moving around to the middle of the floor, now to the left side with the ball there to Simonese. Simonese to Tropel. Tropel, left side with it. Lamore against the Tigers zone. They work around. Another set shot three-pointer by Tropel. No good. And we got a foul on the rebound, this time on Lamore of Conestoga. First team foul. All right, Craig to inbound against full court pressure here to Buttrick. To Strauss. Strauss ahead to Hernandez. Left sideline. Goes around a defender. And we're going to have a blocking foul called on Simonese. His first team foul, number two. All of our games on the World Wide Web at nscsports.net. Hit the listen live button and go to KTNC. Now bring the ball into Buttrick. Left baseline. Swing it around. Back out we come. With it, into Craig, turns, shoots, a lot of contact, missed it way strong, rebound down to Simonese. He goes coast to coast and lays over the front for 2 points, and it's 5-2, Conestoga. Tigers in the backcourt, it'll be Strauss to the front, double team to Hernandez. Hernandez works down the right side, finger roll up, no, rebound to Tropel. Tropel ahead, across the court to Welch. Welch gives the ball up for Lamore. Now back the other way. They'll swing it over there and traveling. Trying to make a move with the ball on the left elbow over there was Tropel. And traveling the ball, it will be Fall City ball. 4:05 to go in the first quarter. Tigers trailing 5-2. Tigers bring into the ball game Tyler Frederick, a 5'10 senior, ahead to Dunkus, and he lost the ball. Picked up by Welch. Welch moving it up the floor. On the right side, across the floor, now to Simonese. Now a bounce pass on the inside, and a little turnaround on the jump hook. Up and good by Zachariah Smith, and it's 7-2, Conestoga. Ahead to Dunkus all the way through the lane, and a blocking foul on the Cougars as Dunk has forced the action. This foul will be on Zachariah Smith. That'll be his first foul, team foul number three in this first quarter. 3:32 to go in the period. Half line, I'm going to call it a shooting foul. And it'll be Caden Dunk is half the line to shoot two. Dunk is ready. Eyes the bucket. It's on the way. It's too strong off the back iron. Checking in will be Kieran Sampson. Kieran Sampson, a 6'2 senior. Dunk is ready. Junior sets himself the line. It's on the way up and rattles it home. 7-3 Conestoga. To the front court now with the basketball. It will be in the hands of Simon Ease. He goes cross court. Kind of between two players. Sampson ends up with it. And now to the right side with the ball will be Trouble. Excuse me, that's 22. Just in, Joe Bertiska checked into the game. Didn't see him come in. All right. Joe playing at Conestoga now. Has been a Fall City Tiger his whole life till this year his folks moved. He is now a Conestoga Cougar, and we have a turnover by the Tiger, excuse me, by the Cougars at the other end. Buttrick will come back in for the Tigers on the next break in the action. Get it into Hernandez. Elijah holds on to it. Now goes around the defender. He's chasing from behind. 1-on-4 all the way in. Tried to scoop it up on the left side. Wouldn't go. And the rebound brought down by Bertiska. To the front court comes Welch. Off the left side he goes to Simon Ease. Simon Ease cross court to Sampson. He didn't catch it. And it bounces its way back across to Simon Ease on the other side of the floor. Out top now and taking around the right side. Sampson, three ball, up and good. And it's now 10-3. Conestoga by 7. Off the floor comes Tiger Jackson Strauss. Cross court Hernandez. Hernandez moves up the left side, gets cut off. Back out top to John Craig. The only Tiger basket so far, John Craig, a two-pointer. And here's Strauss for three. Flat shot, no good. Rebound comes down to Dunkus, and he got contact with his own teammate, lost his balance, and gets called for traveling. Tigers bring Buttrick back into the ball game now, sitting down Hernandez. And coming up the floor, Jack Welch with the basketball for the Cougars. Stops off the left side. He goes there. Cross it goes. Bertiska for three. Blocked. But Dunkus bringing it up. Strauss. Strauss, right side, Buttrick. Buttrick goes to Frederick. He dribbles in. Now to John Craig. Well out beyond the three-point line to Buttrick again. Man-to-man defense by the Cougars here. Buttrick dribbles, turns. Pass to Dunkus, tip. Dunkus gets it, has to wait for it to come down. Now a lob into Craig, and John Craig foul from behind. That'll be on Bertiska. His first, that's already four team fouls on the Cougars. The Tigers bring into the ballgame now Josh Brown, a 6'1 junior. He'll check in for Dunkus. Frederick to inbound, into Strauss, a lot of contact, left side block, up and good for Jackson Strauss. It's now 10-5. The other way we go with it now. Bertiska around the right side to Welch. Back over it goes, and a drive up no good by Topol. Got his own rebound, missed it again, and the rebound's off the Tiger, Josh Brown, out of bounds. It will remain with Conestoga with 51 seconds to go in the first quarter. Inbounding, Jack Welch. He'll lob it out top. And Trofel for three, no good. Tigers mistimed their jump on the rebound. And instead of getting a rebound, they ended up getting a foul on Conestoga. Cougar foul on 35. That is Breckenberg who checked in. Now up the floor, Frederick looking for help, gets away to Strauss with 40 seconds to go in the quarter. To the front, Strauss dribbles, picked up his dribble. Now Frederick pulls, goes inside for Craig. John on the right elbow, spinning in, now backing in. Over to Buttrick, three ball, left side, up and down. Bryson Buttrick with a tray, makes it a two-point ball game. 10-8 with 20 seconds to go in the quarter. Back out it goes to Welch. He'll dribble it, run the clock, down to 12. Moving right, moving left, passes off, and missing the ball was Tropel. It goes between his legs, he's able to catch up with it. Now to Bertiska in the corner. Back out to Tropel for a long three. Off the mark, no good. After one, Conestoga 10, Fall City 8. Back in 1 minute on KTNC.
Marmon City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Frontier Bank provides you with services which help you manage the financial side of your life. Through the investments we offer, we use local deposits to reinvest in the form of loans to local families, farms, and small businesses. One of our basic purposes is to combine the resources in our community to stimulate the local economy. When you invest with Frontier Bank, you're investing in your community. See us at frontbank.com. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
10-8 Conestoga after one here tonight at McIntyre Henderson Fieldhouse, Fall City High School. It's going to be Conestoga basketball here to start this second quarter. Ball comes in to Jack Welch. He'll bring it up the floor on the right side. Now Welch will get it back. Try to go inside. Stripped of the basketball is Zachariah Smith. Tigers come up with it. Now coming down looking for the tie or the lead this trip. Off to Buttrick and now back to Strauss. Strauss has the ball. Working against the man-to-man defense. Tigers senior to Buttrick on the right side. Buttrick with a three-pointer to get the Tigers back in this ball game in the first quarter. Now give the ball off to Frederick. High post. In the paint. Craig back to Strauss. Strauss moving left. Now back and in the paint. Elevates right hand up and good, and we're tied. Strauss with his second hoop of the ball game, and we are tied at 10 now. To the front we go. Traveling the call against Conestoga as they make that head and shoulder fake out top. And it will be Tiger basketball. Bring the ball in. Buttrick all the way to the hole. Up, and it rolls off. Had a defender running with him, and he thought it was pretty going to get blocked. And it rolls off. No good. Here's a skip over to Tropel. He'll bring it back out of there now to Simonese. Simonese through traffic. Up. It won't go, but a whistle and a foul. Probably on Frederick. Comes an official, and yes, Kyler Frederick with the first foul for him tonight. Second team foul of a half on the Tigers, not a shooting foul. Bring it into Simonese on the right side. He drives to the paint, up short, no good. Over the top he goes, and it's out of bounds. They say it's off the Cougars, and the Tigers get it back. Here comes Caden Dunkus back in for the Tigers in place of Tyler Frederick. John Craig to trigger in to the free throw line to Strauss. He tried to tip it quick to Buttrick. Tigers in the front court now in the hands of Josh Brown. Brown to Strauss. Strauss left side with it. Dunkus, contact, no whistle to Buttrick, to Craig, and back to Buttrick for three. Around the rim, won't go. Rebound Tropel. He'll get it out of there now to Welch. Welch up the floor, back to Tropel. He's driving, he pulls up, back to Welch for three, got it. Jack Welch with his first buck of the ball game, and it's 13-10 now, the lead to Conestoga. in the backcourt. Brown, ooh, gives it to John Craig. He wasn't ready for it, but he gets it away in front court to Strauss. Jackson Strauss driving in, splits defenders off the glass, won't go. Rebound tipped out of there, picked up by Lamore. And he'll get it back to Welch, who pushes on the right side, turns the corner, whips the ball to the far side, gives it up there for Lamore, drives down the lane, and puts it in over the front edge of the rim. 15-10, we were tied at 10, now it's a 5-0 run here for the Cougars. And led by as many as 7 in the first quarter. Now John Craig, free throw line to Buttrick, down the lane, scoops it with the left hand. Boy, he had some wicked spin on that thing to get it to go from where it hit the glass. 15-12, the Tigers down by 3. Far side of the floor now. Lamore with it, off to Trofel. Trofel cross court goes to Lamore, and he drives from the right side with the left hand, up and good. 17-12, Cougar lead. Buttrick, front court to Brown, timeout Fall City, down by 5, and we're back to 30 seconds on KTNC.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
DJ Kirtasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our eight-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
4:46 to go here in quarter number 2. The Tigers trailing the Conestoga Cougars. Tiger wrestlers are up at Conestoga tonight. In that duel tonight, Wyatt Overdeen of the Tigers picked up his 100th career win with a pin tonight. Congratulations to Wyatt Overdeen, 100 career wins for the Tiger wrestlers. Tiger basketball, John Craig with it. Gives the ball to Hernandez, barrels his way in. He found himself in a double team, got hit from behind. Now the officials are going to talk this over and decide if they have a foul. We have a turnover. They're walking the other way. I'm not sure what we've got. What? We got a technical foul on the Tigers. And I'm not sure what happened down there or what was said. So we got a technical foul on the Tigers and who they called on. Free throws at the other end. Jack Welch hits the free throw to make it a 6-point lead. We still know who the technical foul was on. Second one up, second one good. He makes them both. At any rate, that matches the biggest lead of the ball game. And it's Conestoga basketball after the technical. 19-12. Inside in the paint, turnaround jumper up and good. Zachariah Smith with his second move. Well, eventually we'll find out who that technical was on. And now up ahead to Brown. He is triple teamed as he gets the ball underneath the hoop. Now back out to Hernandez. Take the ball around to Elijah Hernandez. He needs help. Gets it away out to Strauss. Now driving up, Strauss gets it out of there. Dunkus thought about it, didn't. He'll go to John Craig on the left block. John runs, he moves in. Little jump hook up, no good from in the paint. Hernandez the rebound, he elevates. It won't go short, but a whistle and a foul. 15 the foul on Zachariah Smith. And at the free throw line will be Elijah Hernandez. For the first time in the ball game, he'll set himself up. It's good. He'll have one more coming here. Elijah Hernandez gets set. In for the Cougars is Riley Johnson, a 5'10 sophomore. Free throw up, and free throw no good. Rebound, Strauss runs it down in the corner. Moves in, head and shoulder fake off the glass. Good. Strauss now with six, and it's 21-15. Three-point play that down that end for the Tigers. They were down by nine momentarily there. And now the ball comes in, knocked away by Dunkus. It ends up with Brown. And here come the Tigers. Strauss to the front. Played that Fairfax Invitational last week. One game, Strauss had 37 points for the Tigers. He gets it on the left block. They got it in front and back. He's backing in. Head and shoulder fake off the glass. Left side. Up, down, and a foul. Strauss now with eight, and he'll go to the line to try to make it nine. Foul on the arm by Jack Welch, his first team foul, number seven, on the Cougars. And Coach Jason Aarons is saying, you know, they're doing the same thing on the other end, sir. And free throw, no good. Rebound grabbed up by Lamore. Lamore to Welch, up the floor, left side now to Tropel. Tropel, double team, gets it away now. Around the right side, Welch for three, got it. Welch now with eight in the game. That's his second triple. And the lead is seven again. Tigers knock it down a little bit. And then a big bucket by the Cougars. Puts it back up by seven. Hernandez in traffic. Gets cut off. Leaves it off for Dunkus. Dunkus back to Hernandez. Dribbling into the paint. Gets stopped. He's got to get out of there. Gets the ball away to Strauss. Now steps out. Strauss down the lane, he dipped the shoulder, and shot up and good by Strauss falling away. Everybody in Conestoga colors thought that Strauss was going to get called for an offensive foul. In fact, one official put his hand behind his head, just didn't blow the whistle. 24-20, Conestoga. Tropel, left side, goes inside with it. Now back out, driving down the lane after the fake three is Johnson. Back out, Tropel on the left side, skips it to the near side. That goes to Johnson again, and now back to Tropel. Tropel floats down the lane, up, no good. Kept it alive, and it comes out to Strauss. Strauss working the ball to the front court for Fall City. Drives in, out left side, Dunkus didn't take the long one. Into the paint to Craig. John Craig now putting it on the floor. Double team, turn, there's that little hook shot to the right hand, up and good. Craig with his second hoop. We got a two-point ball game, 24-22. Ball stayed down by two. Welch out top, now it gets away to Johnson. Johnson stolen by Hernandez. Hernandez all the way in, spins in the paint. Up, no. Rebound, long, comes out of there. Tipped away by Dunkus, controlled by the Cougars. With a minute to go in the first half. Tropel set up for three. In and out, no good. Craig with the rebound for the Tigers. The Tigers could tie it or take the lead of the long ball here. But now Strauss to the front. Passes out left side. Dunkus back to the top to John Craig. Looking back. Strauss posting up on the left block. Backing in. Leans in. High off the glass. No. Followed it up and committed a foul. Jackson Strauss with his first foul of the ball game. That's only the fourth team foul on Fall City. One of those is a technical. 35 seconds to go in this first half. Inbound the basketball. Coming up forward with it, Jack Welch. Welch walks it across the midcourt stripe. 27 on the clock. Tropel on the left side. Back out of the top to Lamore. Right side, Welch. Buttrick back in the game for the Tigers. Cross court with a pass. Handling it now, Simonese. 8 seconds, seven. Clock winding down. Over to the left side with it. Driving, shooting. And it's blocked out of bounds by Josh Brown of the Tigers with 1 second to go in the half. Everybody lines up on a corner of the lane. for Conestoga. They look, they get it in, it's knocked away by Brown. He has two good plays on defense to end the half. Your score at halftime is 24-22. Conestoga with the lead over Falls City. We're back in 2 minutes on KTNC.
Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Dan's Country Meats is a USDA inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years. With several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care are proudly owned by Johnson County Hospital. Our family practice, including Drs. Ben Veal, Zach Templemeyer, Grant Salzgaber, and physician's assistants Elizabeth Bauber, Sarah Sharples, and Katie Grease, offer services from wellness visits to acute care, working together for better health care and supporting happy, healthy lifestyles. I am Lisa Boer, clinic manager of Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care, inviting you to call 402-335-2811 to visit about your healthcare needs.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Student-athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the court. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategies. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seeds and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil type. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win on the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Our halftime report brought to you by Highland Community College. It's close to home, but it's far from debt. Learn more at highland.highlandcc.edu. First half scoring for the Conestoga Cougars, Jack Welch, 8 points, all in the second quarter. Four each for Zachariah Smith and Andy Lamore. Three each for Kieran Sampson and Owen Atropel, and two for Noah Simonese. They are 2 of 2. At the free throw line in the first half. They made four triples in that first half. For the Tigers in the first half, Jackson Strauss has 10, 5 for Bryson Buttrick, 4 points for John Craig, 1 for Elijah Hernandez, and 1 for Caden Dunkus. The Tigers are 2 of 5 at the free throw line in the first half of this ball game. 24-22, the lead to the Cougars at halftime. Falls City, nobody with more than one foul for Falls City that we're aware of. There's a technical. We get a check on it. I think I know who it was on now, but I haven't seen that confirmed yet. And Conestoga, Zachariah Smith with two fouls, nobody else with more than one in the first half. In the girls' game tonight, 36-35, the Tigers win it. In overtime tonight, Tigers with the win there. Also tonight, up at Tecumseh, H. Terrestre will be Johns County Central, 39-38 in that game tonight. That's our halftime wrap-up brought to you by Highland Community College. It's close to home and far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. We'll take a break. We'll check in with the weather and hear from more of our sponsors. Be sure to thank them for helping us make these broadcasts possible whenever you can. We'll be back in a few minutes with second half action on KTNC.
I'm Chris Picorni, RN, and manager of the Cardiac Rehab Department at Community Medical Center, Falls City. With 26 years of experience, I'm still amazed when a patient begins the recovery process following heart problems or surgery. They're unsure and nervous, but finish strong and confident. Our experienced rehab staff considers it a privilege to assist with your healing process by promoting lifestyle changes with diet, exercise, and education. Our mission? Getting you back to a healthy and happy life. We're Community Medical Center, every day making a difference.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed?
Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
SNC, Southeast Nebraska Communications, offers high-speed internet, voice, and Skinner TV. Having trouble? The SNC techs are on call 24/7, 365, providing service close to home, making our community a better place to work and live. SNC looks forward to serving your communication needs as your hometown people with hometown service. Southeast Nebraska Communications, online at simco.net.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson, can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
This is your classic hit station, KTNC Falls City. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter. A low pressure system passes to our south on Saturday, giving us a chance of some snow. As for your details, this evening, partly cloudy, low around 20. Friday, partly sunny, high near 36. Friday night, mostly cloudy, low around 21. Saturday has a chance of a half an inch of snow, high near 35. Saturday night continues that chance of snow with another 1 inch possible, low around 19. Sunday, mostly sunny, high near 34. Sunday night, mostly cloudy, low around 17. Monday, cloudy, high near 35. Monday night, mostly cloudy, low around 16. Tuesday, mostly sunny, high near 35. Tuesday night, partly cloudy, low around 15. Wednesday, mostly sunny, high near 35. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Right now, it's 28 degrees.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back. The sun won't always be shining, and some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is like a good, solid roof that you can trust to protect your biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S&I, its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact B. Harskin Agency at 402-269-3392 or 402-274-5368.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sized onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And we welcome you back here to McIntyre Henderson Fieldhouse, where at halftime it's 34-22. Conestoga leading the Falls City Tigers. They've led by as many as 8 in this ballgame. We were tied at 10. We've only had the one lead change in the ballgame. Coming up next week, Falls City will be hosting the Auburn Bulldogs. We'll have that game for you. That game will be, I believe, though, I can get my schedule out here and take a look at what's going on for next week. The Tigers and Auburn, that will be on Sunny 101.3. next Tuesday evening. Tomorrow night, it will be Fall City Sacred Heart boys and girls on the road as they take on the Pawnee City Indians tomorrow night. That as well on Sunny 101.3. Auburn Fall City on Sunny next week. Here on KTNC next Tuesday, Southern High Raider will be at Fall City Sacred Heart. We'll have that one for you as well. And that's where we're at. We'll have Fall City at Weakenwater next Friday on KTNC as well. So, lots of basketball coming up, lots of Tiger basketball, and all around the neighborhood in the next month and a half. It'll all be over in less than 2 months now for high school basketball for this year. Tiger ball to start the third quarter. Oh, Patrick with a nice idea. Went to throw the pass between two defenders to John Craig, and they say John Craig touched it last, I believe. Or else they say nobody touched it, but it looked like a Cougar might have deflected that ball. But the official said no. So Cougar ball in the paint, a little turnaround up, and it hangs and goes. Zachariah Smith now with six in the ball game. Full court pressure by the Cougars. Throw it ahead up the floor to Dunkus. Dunkus tried to go underneath to Hernandez, and it's tipped away. All right, now we figure out the technical foul. The Tigers, and I didn't even know it had six players on the floor. The play resumed there at one time, and that was a technical foul on the bench. Rather too many players. Somebody went in, nobody came out. All right, to the front, Hernandez. Sideline, left side, into Craig. Pitches head down, starts in, up, no good. Rebound, Hernandez ripped it down away from Craig, and now out to the top to Dunkus. Dunkus with the basketball. Inside it goes. Hernandez can't get her to go, and the rebound brought down by Smith. Smith will give the ball away to Welch. Welch left side, and he'll get it to Lamore. Now down the left corner with the basketball. Trofel cross court and driving, shooting off the glass. No. Rebound to Strauss, tipped by Craig. Shot was put up there by Simon Ease, and we come the other way now. Tiger ball, and there's a foul on Trofel, trying to get to the steal. Owen Trofel, his first foul of the ball game, first foul of the half on the Cougars. Hernandez, a trigger from the baseline for Fall City. Doesn't bring it in yet. Got to get it thrown in. Gets it to Strauss, makes the catch, drives in, back to Craig. Three ball straight out in front, off the rim, no. And the rebound kept alive again by the Tigers there. Good job underneath by Caden Dunkus. And the ball out of bounds. And it'll belong to the Tigers again. So John Craig will inbound the ball. From the side, lob it up to Strauss. In the paint, double team goes up. Blocked away. Coming down with it will be the Cougars. They lead by four, 26-22. Hernandez with the strip. With it, Strauss, defender from behind, takes it away, and a foul on the Tigers on, no? Yeah, 21, okay, that's right. Strauss with the foul, his second, trying to steal it back. So we're getting it all squared away here. All right. Inbounding from midcourt will be Owen Trofel. They'll get it in there to Jack Welch. Tyler Frederick will come in on the next break in the action. Looking from the right side out, stolen by Butrick. Butrick all the way with the left hand, up and good at the other end for the Tigers. 26-24. All right, to the back front court we come again. Welch with it, left side. Cross the court with the basketball now to Simon Ease. Driving down to the baseline, and we got a whistle and a foul on the Tiger here on Hernandez, I believe. Yes, it is. Elijah Hernandez with his first team foul, number two of the half, on Fall City. Hernandez is out. Frederick is in for Fall City. Kyler, a 5'10 senior. Lob it out top, caught by a Trofel. Down to the corner to Welch. Three ball in and out. How did that come out? That was Barry Craig with the rebound to Strauss to Buttrick on the right side. Cross court, Dunkus, left sideline. Holds it, bounce pass into Craig. Deep, fakes right, goes left, missed it, rebound to Strauss, up, in and out, no good, rebound to Strauss, up, and a foul. So Strauss with a couple of rebounds. Foul will be on Jack Welch, his second. Second team foul of the half, and Strauss at the line. He's 0 for 1 on the night. Has 10 points in the ball game. Looks for 11, and it's off the mark. No good. He'll get another one here. Strauss ready. 6'2 senior. Free throw up, rattles home, and it's now 26-25. Halftime up at Tecumseh, HTRS, and John Sky Central tied at 33 apiece. The Titans had an 18-1 run after they trailed 12-2, and it's tied at halftime, 33-all up there tonight. That game over on Sunny 101.3. Left side of the basketball, now to the middle, and back to the left we come with it to Lamore. To the right side, handling the ball over there is Simonese. Passes off, gets it right back, now shoots a three. Front edge, no good. Rebound to Frederick. He'll get it away to Patrick at the 450 mark in the third quarter. Bryson, the senior, crosses midcourt. Guarded man-to-man. Back and forth they go. Give the ball to Craig. Double team. Get it out of there to Dunkus. Left side of the wing. Drive to the paint. Shoots. No. Rebound grabbed up by Trofel. Trofel coming up the floor. Passes left side there for Lamore. And now down on the left side, a dribble drive and a reverse layup. No good by Smith. Rebound to Craig. And a foul on the Tigers. On 15 on the shot. Caden Dunkus with the foul. His first, team foul number 3. A couple of fouls has been really late calls tonight after I thought something else was going on. Then they called a shooting foul a couple of times on me. Strauss is back in. Also in, Talon Zimmerman, a 6'1 senior. Frederick and Craig will sit down for Fall City. Trofel comes out for Conestoga. Replaced in the lineup there by... I'll find him eventually. Free throw is good. So the free throws were good there. And now we come back. The Tiger end down by 2, 27-25. Take the ball inside. Strauss dribbles in, and he's fouled as he tries to elevate the shot against two defenders. Foul on Noah Simonese, his second. Team foul number 3.5, even in that category. Buttrick to trigger from the baseline for the Tigers to dunk his right side. Throws to the middle, nobody home. The ball is loose. Now, who's got that? Off of the Cougars. Talon Zimmerman ran in there. Knocked a couple of Cougars off balance, and one of them touched the ball and went out of bounds. Bring it to Dunkus, over to Buttrick, fakes the three, drives back to Dunkus. Left side for Zimmerman. Dribbles him back to Dunkus. Dunkus looks, now he'll drive down the lane, take the ball out to Strauss for three, off the rim, no good. Rebound grabbed up there by Smith. Smith, outlet ahead, and a long step up, no good, the shot by Lamore. And a foul on the Tigers going to be called here. A foul on Josh Brown, his first. Fourth foul of the half on the Tigers. Free throw up, no good by Lamore. He's got 4 points in the ball game. His first trip to the line. If he makes it, John Craig will be back in. He doesn't. Rebound batted around, and it ends up in the hands of Dunkus. And he's going to be fouled. Foul go on Breckenberg. His second foul, team foul number 4. 3:28 here in the third quarter. John Craig to inbound the basketball. Craig with it. John inbound it. Now Strauss with it. Up the floor. Gives the ball up to Josh Brown out top of the circle. Craig posted up, a foot in the lane. Out it goes. Oh, we walked, got away with it. Pass. Now Dunk is with it. Whips the ball to the corner for three. And too strong, no good by Zimmerman. Rebound. Craig has a piece of it. Held ball will go to Conestoga on the already possession. All right, inbounding in the backcourt, Breckenberg. He'll get the ball into Jack Welch. Welch will bring it up with 2:56 to play in the third. 2-point Cougar lead in the left corner. Baseline, Smith moves up, shoots, no good. Rebound tipped around. Welch ends up with a loose ball rebound. Now he'll fire a triple. Too strong. Rebound again to the Cougars in the paint. Up and good by Smith. He's in double figures with 10. Off the floor comes Strauss and a 4-point deficit for the Tigers. Off to Dunkus. Dunkus working around the top of the perimeter. Give the ball up there for Zimmerman to Brown. Brown in the middle of the Dunkus. Dribbles out of the paint. Now to Craig. Craig double teamed. Lost the handle on it. Picked up out there by Josh Brown. Tigers will reset the offense. Again, a bounce into Craig. Too strong off the glass. Rebound tipped around, and the Cougars, although he threw it off the Tiger. That was lucky. Fans on that side couldn't see it, but it went off the Tiger when he came around the back with the pass. Just grazed the Tiger, and the ball went out of bounds from there. So Cougars will inbound with a 4-point lead as we go under 2 minutes to go in the third. Left side with it now, Lamore. Swinging around the right side for Simon Ease. He'll take it back out top for Lamore. And now Welch, right side traveling. Trying to make the move. Simon Ease got the head and shoulder fake, but got the feet moving first. Craig will inbound on the sideline. Here comes Buttrick back into the ballgame now for Talon Zimmerman. Craig about 15 feet up off the baseline on the far side. Oh, he didn't see Buttrick. Now he gets it to him. The defender right on him. Bryson coming up the floor with it. Trying to go to a double team and now gets the ball away there to Brown. Brown to Dunkus. Bounce pass in to John Craig. On the deck with the dribble. Out to Buttrick. Three ball left side. Good. 10 points now for Bryson Buttrick in the game. And it's 29-28. Ball City down by one. 1:06 to go in the third period. To the front court come the Cougars. Out top. Knocked away by Buttrick. It goes back court. But picked up back there by Welch. He'll come to the front, into the middle, pass loose, picked up, deflects to Lamore, cross court, now back to Lamore, three ball push shot, too strong, rebound, oh, offensive rebound on the weak side by Welch, he's got 10, and it's a 3-point lead with 39 seconds to go in the third. Buttrick in the backcourt, they switch him off, double team in the backcourt, now to the front he goes, push it forward to Strauss underneath to Craig. Draws a crowd, up and good. John Craig with his third hoop of the night, 31-30. 22 seconds to go on the third. Here come the Cougars to the front court now. Left side of the basketball, Lamore. Now on an excellent pass in the middle. Somehow Bird got wide open. They found him. And that'll end around 6 seconds to go. Strauss up the floor. Three ball up and in and out won't go. And that will end the third quarter. Your score, Conestoga 33, Fall City Tigers 30. We're back in 1 minute on KTNC.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice, education, business administration.
And pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru? How about you?
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Falls City.
with over 15 years experience in the electric industry. They are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Falls City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And we're back, getting ready for the fourth quarter. Pat McIntyre enters the fieldhouse, Falls City High School, 33-30. Tiger basketball. Elijah Hernandez will inbound the ball for the Tigers and get it in there to Jackson Strauss. Strauss back to Hernandez. Heads down the lane. Forces his way in there. And we've got an offensive foul called on Hernandez. I think he dips down and he leads up with his shoulders. And he got called for an offensive foul. His second of the ball game. Fifth foul of the half on the Tigers. All right, a three-point Conestoga lead. Tigers need to get him stopped in the paint. Up, short, no good for Smith. Rebound brought down by Duncan. He'll get it out of there to Strauss. Strauss will bring it up the right side of the floor. Moving over. Gets the ball back out to Hernandez. Hernandez bounced past to Craig about halfway up. He puts the ball up above, and they reach up and take it from him from behind. And to the other end, Welch up the floor. Gets the ball away to Simon Ease. They play catch now. Simon Ease with it again. In the paint, kick it out. Back to the top of the key. Now left side with it, Tropel. Tropel gets it to Welch. Shoots from 12, no. Craig the rebound, and a foul on the rebound. Going to go on Zachariah Smith. His third. Team foul number 5 on the Cougars. Bryson Buckrick into the ballgame now for Talon Zerman. Tigers right now, they're starting 5 in there. Backcourt, John Craig over to Buckrick on the left sideline. He'll work to the midcourt. Now to the front, Hernandez on the right side. Hernandez bounces into Strauss. Double team, triple team. His pass out. Oh, my. Tipped out by the Cougars, and Hernandez went out and gave a little hip check to the Cougar. That probably should have been a foul on Hernandez. But it wasn't. 33-30. Tiger ball, bring it into Strauss. Strauss moving, gives the ball to John Craig. Right side, into the paint he goes, backs in, puts his head down, back out to Buttrick. Buttrick looking into Strauss, or excuse me, into Craig again. Buttrick, three balls, buries it from the top, and we're tied. 13 for Buttrick, gets his third long ball of the ball game, and we're tied at 33. All right, back come the Cougars to the front court now. Lamore with it. They'll go back out top and give the ball off on the right side for Simon East. Back to the top to Lamore. They play catch. They go out and Tropel. Fake the three, drives, throws into the paint, tips, stolen away. Dunkus with it, will give it to Buttrick. Buttrick will hand it to Strauss, and the senior will bring it up the floor for Falls City. Over to Buttrick and over to Hernandez on the far left side. Tigers looking for a lead for just the second time tonight. Up the floor we go. Dunkus with it. Strauss starting to move. Looking, moving left into the paint. Away to Hernandez on the left wing. He backs in, spins, lost it, got it back. We got a reach-in foul called on Conestoga. Going to go against Simon Eves, his third foul. Team foul number 6, so the Tigers in the bonus the rest of the game. Timeout, Falls City, 33 apiece, 5:28 back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Hey, Bart, here it is, a brand new year. What does Farm and City Supply have to offer in the new year?
Well, Duggar, first we'd like to offer our thanks to all of our patrons, past, present, and future. We look forward to continued successes for everybody, and we'd like to invite you into Farm and City Supply, where we've got the greatest selection of farm, hardware, clothing there is around.
You can find it, folks. It's on North 73 Highway, Farm and City Supply, Falls City, Nebraska.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We're in the fourth quarter. There's 5:28 to go in this ballgame. The Tigers have the basketball. They've tied it up. They'll be looking for the lead here. Coach Patrick Miller got them huddled up. Now they're getting them out of there. Tigers have Josh Brown in the game now in place of John Craig. And now inbounding will be Dunkus. He looks. He brings it into Buttrick. Buttrick out top to Brown. Brown on the left side to Buttrick. Hernandez cuts down the left side. Wheels, looks, picked up his dribble, and now gets the ball to Brown. Brown back out to Buttrick at the 5:13 mark of this ballgame. Buttrick right side to Dunkus. Dunkus moving left, gets it to Strauss. Ooh, let it a little too far. Ran it down in the corner, saved it, skip it over to Buttrick. Drives up, floats it up off the glass, no good. Got a little underhand shot. Smith with the rebound, and here come the Cougars trying to get the lead. And they fake the three. Now they'll take the three on the left side off the mark for Simon Eads. Rebound brought down out of there. Strauss on the run the other way. Lead the ball out top. Dunkus, and now it's Buttrick again. Give it off to Strauss, and out to Hernandez. Hernandez holds it. Fakes right, goes left, into the paint, jump stop, up off the glass, in and out, and back in it goes. Hernandez gives the Tigers the lead with his third point of the ball game. Fall City leading 35-33 at the 4:16 mark. To the front, free throw line jumper, up and good by Noah Simonese. He's got four, and we're tied now at 35. Halfway through the fourth quarter, the girls' game went overtime. Maybe the boys, too. We'll see. Hernandez drives up the floor on the left side. Back out top to Buttrick. He'll hand it to Strauss. Strauss looking. Left side, Hernandez drives in down the lane. Caught in there, gets it away, and Brown shoots it short. Rebound to the Cougars. Coming out of there with it is Tropel. He throws the ball ahead to a teammate, and a runner, good. That's 2 points for Simon. He's got the last two hoops, and the lead goes back to the Cougars, 37-35. Timeout Falls City, and we're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Frontier Bank would like to take this opportunity to thank the people who care for our community's health. The doctors, nurses, and medical staff who are always there working to make us well. Our local healthcare professionals are dedicated to improving the quality of our lives through good health. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Frontier Bank in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
37-35, Conestoga with the lead over Falls City with 3:27 to go in the ballgame. It will be Tiger ball. And it looks like full court pressure coming up here for the Conestoga Cougars. All right, up the floor. It will be Hernandez inbound on the baseline. Tigers line up, free throw line high, sideline to sideline. Hernandez looks up the floor for Strauss, catches it midcourt, driving up the right side. Now he'll have to wheel out of there and wait for help. Back out to Hernandez. Hernandez looks, left side to Dunkus. Dunkus with 1 point in the free throw. He drives his shot. Partially blocked. Good job there. That was Smith that got a piece of that. Now the Cougars ahead trying to add to a two-point lead. Trofel for three off the mark. No. Rebound Hernandez. Again, contact from behind there by Smith. They're letting him play. And now off the floor, Jackson Strauss. Into the paint. Stops. Turns. One-hander up. Short. No good. Rebound out of there to Welch. well to the backcourt, throws it forward for Simon Hayes. In the paint, up short, no good. Follow shot, no. And a foul on another shot after an offensive rebound. Foul on John Craig will be his second. Team foul number six of both teams in the bonus the rest of the game now. And at the line, Simon Hayes for the first time tonight. Free throw up and good. Gotta get one more here. Second free throw coming. It's a three-point lead. He can make it a two-possession game if he can knock this down. Up and good. He does. Six and a quarter for Simon Hayes. And the Tigers, they throw it up the floor. And big contact. Dunkus ends up on the floor. Man, he got banged hard there. No foul call. And as the Cougars bring it up the floor, they step on this far sideline out of bounds. Coach Jason Aaron's wanting some kind of call. I'm not sure what he's saying. Up for Patrick with it to Craig. The Tigers down by four with 2:15 to go. To Strauss. Left wing, looking, back out top to Dunkus. Dunkus to Patrick. Craig, free throw line, back to Patrick. Three ball, missed it short. I don't know if they got a piece of that, but Patrick ended up on the floor. And the rebound to the Cougars, and Simon East comes to the front. Over it goes to Welch. They'll play catch with it with a minute 45 to go. Tigers are going to have to get aggressive here on the defense. Minute 41, and now we got a 5-second call, an offensive foul. Offensive foul on Simon Hayes, his fourth. No free throws with player control, so he won't get the 1-1. Craig will inbound to the backcourt. Patrick. Back it goes to Craig, over to Patrick, up the ladder to get it. Left side for Strauss. Jackson moving with the basketball into the paint. Underneath the Craig, up and a foul on Zachariah Smith. Well, if you're going to get a foul, that's a good place to get it. Make him go to the line and earn him. At the line, John Craig for the first time tonight. He'll shoot two here. Free throw for the Tiger senior. Sets. And it went all the way around, but it fell in. The Tigers are within three at 39-36. Coach Miller calls timeout. Should have one left with a minute 27 to go. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our eight-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We've got a 39-36 lead for the Conestoga Cougars. 1 minute, 27 seconds left in the ball game. And John Craig of the free throw line with one more free throw coming for Falls City. Craig, 7 points in the ball game, one for one at the line tonight. And we've got all the right number of players in here. So Craig getting ready. Free throw on the way up. No good. But the Tigers pulled within three. It's a one possession ball game. Conestoga basketball. Jack Welch will dribble it slowly up the floor. 120. The Tigers come with a trap at midcourt. They get the ball away to Lamore. Back to Welch. High post, free throw circle, and now back out. They want to play catch, keep it away from the Tigers with a minute seven to go. Down low with it. Truple. Now back up to the top again to Simon Hayes, and a foul on the Tigers with a minute one to go. It's 1-1. White 15, Caden Dunkus with his second. Nobody's in foul trouble. The Tigers couple, three players with one, two, three, oh, four players with two apiece. Free throw line on the way up is good. That makes it a four-point lead again. Simon Eaves has got 9 points in the game, and he's got seven of them here in the fourth quarter. He sets himself. It's up, and it's good again. He knocked down four in a row here in the fourth period. And now it's a five-point lead for Conestoga. 101 to go. Craig, the trigger in the backcourt. With it, Buttrick. Coming up the right side, they throw it ahead to Strauss. Oh, he didn't see Zerman underneath. Might have had a pretty easy lay-in there. And now the Tigers are working against the clock and against the defense. Strauss in the paint. Up off the glass. No. Strauss got his own rebound, put it up again, and got fouled. Oh, my. Not what you want to do if you are Conestoga. That foul on Zachariah Smith is his fifth. He fouls out with 40 seconds to go in the game. His team up by five. 41-36. Here comes Breckenberg off the bench for Conestoga. Falls over and Josh Brown back into the ball game. In there for Talon Zimmerman. So we're ready again for the free throw for Jackson Strauss. Up and good. That makes it a four-point lead. Possession free throw coming here. Up. Got it. So it's a three-point game, and Fall City just called their final timeout with 40 seconds to go. 41-38 Conestoga. Back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Dan's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
40.8 seconds to go. Tigers on the defense. Conestoga the inbound. Owen Trovel, the trigger man. Ready to go. Into Welch. And he is fouled quickly by Strauss. Jackson picks up his third. And to the free throw line goes Jack Welch. 2-for-2 at the line tonight. And he has 10 points in the ballgame right now. 39.6 seconds left. Here comes the free throw opportunity. It's up. It's good. They have done a good job of knocking down free throws here in the fourth quarter. They're 5-for-5 at the line here in the fourth quarter after going 4-for-6 first three quarters. Second one up, in and out, no good. Rebound, Strauss. Lead is 4. Tigers have to hurry. Strauss from Buttrick. Strauss in the paint, elevates up. It falls in. Strauss with 15 now. 23 seconds to go. The Tigers don't have any timeouts left. Had a foul in the backcourt again on Strauss, I believe. Him or Buttrick? Let's see. That's going to be on... Ooh. Oh, that's Strauss. Okay, 21. I thought he said figure 12, but we don't have one of those. All right, 9 team fouls each. So this will be the final 1-1. And it puts Noah Simony is there. He's 4-for-4 here in the fourth quarter. 2-point ball game with 21 seconds to go. And he missed one. And the rebound brought down by the Cougars. Trofel got the rebound. Snuck in and around the back of the Tigers. And a foul call on Buttrick. His first, team foul number 10. So now it's Trofel at the line to shoot two. He made a three-pointer earlier in the game. Then he missed quite a few. That is his first trip to the line. That's a two-point game. And all that went off. That one hit everywhere it could. Looked like it was coming out, but it went in. This is a possession free throw and maybe a game sealer for Cougars. Up, no. Rebound Strauss. Going to run it the other way. 15 seconds to go. Cross court, Beckrick. Tigers need three. Say, whoa, up it up to the corner. Over to Dunkus, out of bounds, off Dunkus. Throw it too high. Sometimes you're better off taking the sure two. Only 7 seconds to go. It tried to whip that pass to the corner and way up the ladder where Dunkus couldn't get anything but a hand on it. And it will be Cougar ball with 7 seconds to go. And a three-point lead. Bring it in the backcourt there. And Noah Simonese will go back to the line. This time he'll shoot two, as that's going to be the 11th team foul on the Tigers. So he needs to make one of two to make it a four-point lead. 5.5 seconds to go. Noah Simonese, a 6'1 junior, sets, fires, and rattled it home. That could be the final nail in the coffin there, making it a four-point lead. Second one coming up here. Up and good again. That was pure. And it's 45-40. The timeout taken by Conestoga. We'll take a 30 with him. We'll be right back on KTNC.
Hi, I am Mary Kent, Johnson County Hospital Administrator, and I would like to welcome Dr. Grant Salzgaber to Johnson County Hospital and Tecumseh Family Health. He joins Dr. Ben Beal and Dr. Zach Templemeyer. Johnson County Hospital also serves patients at Adams Primary Care, 620 Main Street, Adams, Nebraska. I would also like to welcome Sheila Ladd as our new Home Health Director and Jolene Bartles as our new Radiology Supervisor. Tiffany Clifton has taken the role as Foundation Director, and you can contact Tiffany concerning community events at 402-335-6366.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
5.5 seconds to go, Tiger basketball, but they're down by five. Strauss will be the trigger man. Tigers all beyond midcourt here. They don't really have time to roll it up the floor or move it up. Buttrick will fire for three, in and out, no good, and the rebound to the Cougars, and your final score, 45-40, Conestoga with the win over Fall City. We'll be back and wrap it up after this one-minute timeout on KTNC.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbruster, go the extra mile.
Student-athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the court. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seeds and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil types. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win on the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Here's the final score in tonight's boys game. It's Conestoga with a win, improving to 7-6 on the year. Fall City now 6-8 on the season, leading the way for Conestoga tonight. They had a dozen points for Noah Simonese. 10 of those coming in the fourth quarter. Zachariah Smith had 10. After that, it is 4 each for Owen Trofel and Andy Lamore. 2 points for Brecken Berg and 3 points for Kieran Sampson. In the fourth quarter, well, a whole bunch of free throws. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of 7, 7, 8. They made 8 free throws in the fourth quarter, and they had only made 4 in the first three quarters of tonight's ball game. 12-17 at the line. For Fall City, Bryson Buttrick had 13 points in the ball game. Caden Dunkus had 1, 15 for Jackson Strauss, 3 for Elijah Hernandez, and 7 tonight for John Craig, for the Tiger total of 45. 45-40, the final score. The win goes to the Conestoga Cougars. In the girls' game tonight, overtime, Fall City wins it 36-35 in overtime. Leading the way, Ashley Kirkendall with 13 points tonight, 8 more for Maddie Jones, 11 for Davida Garrett to lead the way for the Conestoga Cougars. So that's going to wrap it up tonight from Manager Henderson Fieldhouse, Fall City High School. For our studio engineer, Aaron Wisdom, I'm John Nixon saying good night, everybody.